We'll just point out here that judges are supposed to be independent of the president who appointed them. They're not political actors. Carrie Johnson, how do you expect this to shape the judiciary, given the fact that these are lifetime appointments?
Now, the Senate has already confirmed Trump's first federal judge. Several more are in the pipeline. There are fewer judicial vacancies now than in Trump's first go-round in the White House. And there's also some evidence judges may be delaying their retirement so their replacements are not picked by Trump.
I mean, there are hundreds of federal judges. Bovee is just one person. So is his confirmation really likely to make a difference in how Trump's policies fare in court?
You know, this is a fair point. I've been talking with experts. They tell me appeals court judges sit on panels of three, so any one judge is not going to tip the balance of power. But if and when the president gets a vacancy on the Supreme Court, that nominee could have a lot more influence. It's not clear Emil Bovee would be at the top of Trump's list, but people in the legal community tell me they think it's a possibility. Trump has been winning a lot this year in the Supreme Court, and that's ultimately where this matters.